So glad we are, in fact, here together. It looks a little grayish, stormish. We'll see what happens here. Keeping on top of the news and the great job that that Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard and the men and women in the Oakland County Sheriff's Department after a carjacking and shooting in, of all places, Orion Township. A man on probation shot a mother in front of her young son yesterday outside of an Old Navy store in Orion Township. Deputies responded to the store in the Baldwin Common Plaza, and unbelievably, in less than 2 hours, the suspect was in custody. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, you never cease to amaze me at the good work that you and your people do.
I appreciate it. We got a great team. You know, that was all hands on deck, the Orion Township sub, all the detectives, all the patrol deputies raced there. And they called me immediately about what was going on. And given how it was playing out, I ordered all sorts of specialty units to head that way. Our fugitive apprehension team, our special investigations, our auto theft, our helicopters, our drones, our dogs, our crime scene. You know, this is the kind of thing that we just can't accept in a civil society. And we needed to find this guy fast, in my opinion. And thankfully, that happened.
Well, you did a tremendous job. I salute everybody involved in law enforcement for the great job they did. There was an expression used or an item that I'm not totally familiar with. I'd like you to describe or explain it to me. A flock camera?
Yes.
What does that mean, a flock camera?
So that's a brand name, but it's kind of like Kleenex or tissue. There's a thing called LPRs. They're license plate readers. They're around in different communities. They've become controversial in some communities, not so much in others, because, you know, a lot of the communities understand what an amazing tool they are for crimes that just occurred, crimes in progress. They're not a surveillance tool that, you know, people have been talking about. What they're used for is when you're looking for a particular car or person, they give you a pointer. They don't even tell you who's in the car, or you can't even see in the car. You just get a direction of travel. And without that information, we had nothing. I mean, nothing on this guy. He was wearing a mask, and as it turned out, he's not even from Oakland County, and he was headed north, away from where he's even living. So that would have, you know, been another kind of wrench on trying to figure out who this random person was that randomly attacked this poor innocent victim and her young son and shot her in a parking lot in Orion, which is a super safe community. But thankfully, that LPR, that flock camera, gave us a direction of travel of her stolen car. And so we flooded the direction where he was headed, shared that information with our partners in that area, our different law enforcement agencies, to be looking for this car. And in fact, it was spotted. And a short chase ensued. He crashed, bailed out. We set up a perimeter, sent our drones out, sent our helicopter, our dogs, and one of our undercover plainclothes auto theft detectives actually saw him in that contained area and took him into custody.
Wow. That's amazing. And I don't know how anybody could be against any of the technology that you used, whether it's a license plate reader or anything else. In my opinion, if you're not doing something wrong or breaking the law, you really shouldn't worry about these tools that the sheriffs and every other law enforcement agency can use to grab these people quickly.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's specifically used, and there's all sorts of, we understand and agree 100%. There should be very rigid guardrails around its usage and the information, who owns it, when it's shared. We have very strict policies on that. We're very jealously protecting everybody's rights, including the Fourth Amendment. The time you look at it is when you just had something serious happen and you're looking for a particular kind of car, a particular car. This gives you a direction, gives you a pointer, just a tip. So like somebody on the side of the road. Back in the old days, people don't know this, that haven't been around policing a long time. When you had a similar case in the old days, you would get a radio call as an officer on patrol with a code number and a code name, and it would send you to an intersection to watch for that car. So this is just a tech version of that and allows us to solve and take very violent criminals off the street in short order.
God bless you. Now, the woman was hospitalized, lost a lot of blood, but you're optimistic she's going to be okay.
We're very hopeful and optimistic. Lucky. I mean, when you shoot somebody, she did lose a lot of blood. I was on scene and I was at the hospital. But we're keeping her in our prayers and we're hopeful she makes a full recovery. But we have to see how the medical professionals let us know on that.
And the 25-year-old arrested was actually on probation for another case involving assault with intent to do great bodily harm. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm going to talk more about that at 2 o'clock. This is another example, Paul W., where someone was on the street that shouldn't have been. When the details of what he did, that he was on probation, served no prison time for, it will make your absolute hair curl. You won't believe it.
My hair is curling already. 2 o'clock. Where are you speaking at 2 o'clock?
At Sheriff's Office.
Okay. You'll have a press conference and
yes.
Okay. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, another job done well with all of his team and the surrounding area law enforcement, but we don't want them to have to do these good jobs. We want to try to avoid them. We say it again and again, if something seems odd or off, if you see something, say something, do something. And the do something is not jumping in yourself, it's calling the authorities. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
You do the same. Keep up the good work and be safe as we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR at 143.